Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 10.
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
Now, today's devotional reflection. The intensity of a fire diminishes if it is not regularly stoked with fuel to keep it burning intensely. Similarly, a person's zeal in their beliefs can weaken if not nurtured and maintained over time. Just like a fire needs care and attention to keep burning brightly, a believer's passion requires sustained effort to stay strong. Believers may find their enthusiasm waning for various reasons. For example, Timothy's passion diminished due to exposure to false teaching and feelings of fear. Cooling can be subtle. Here are several queries that can help believers determine if they need the Holy Spirit to stoke the fire burning in their spirit. First, do I have a strong desire to serve God? Second, do I allocate time for reading and studying the Bible? Third, do I engage in prayer, both speaking and listening? Fourth, do I experience the peace of God and peace with God? If your responses are no to one or more of these queries, your enthusiasm may be waning. Acknowledge this to the Lord and request His assistance in reigniting your passion. Scripture states that we have not because we ask not. If you ask for the passion to be rekindled, God's Holy Spirit will provide the correct conditions for that fervor to be rekindled. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.